started to talk in the last week about, as Al Ishur, Das Atmenu, in the beginning of Das Atmenu, Al Ishur told the Vek that a person can only get the Simcha from Torah and Avodas Hashem only if a person fixes himself. He would arrive from a Rashi and Shabbos before. In order for a person to fix himself, a person has to be able to look at himself deep inside and find out how he does, what he does, what are the kirchas that are operating. We spoke about the guf and the shama, we spoke about the midas, das, seichel. We spoke about the rochem, that every person has specific midas, tevis, and rois, and everyone is made up a different way with different challenges. We started to talk last week about one of the most powerful forces, which I got it out of midah, but it's something that we're busy with the whole day, and that's Dimyon. We saw last week that the huge change that took place after the Chet of Adam Rishon said the Sforno was that the Midas Royus of a person, which are a Koyach in the person, it's a Rufinistic or Koyach, it's called the Yetzirah in most cases, wanted to use the Dimyon to create a need for the results that the Midas want. That's what the Sforno says. The Midas want, Gaiva wants Gaiva, and Taiva wants Taiva, and Atzlos wants Atzlos. And the Dimyon is able to create a picture and an image in your mind, come out reality, which the Midas use to draw you in and want it. That's the first thing. The second Nekuda about Dimyon, HaDimyonis Ma'asikim HaSona Korkach, on page Kufnun. HaDimyonis keep ourselves so busy. Shall the farming on the Mustashi with Tiurim Hachayim, Shall Tanugum Kiloheim Amashim? We play around, we live in a world of pleasures as if they're real. Vonim Mivalim, then we spend our time on Mivalim Bems Manrav. Hainan Uchayim Boel, we live in a world of Dimyon. Oilam Sholem Shall Dimyonis Tanugum Vahachov. So, to summarize the first Nekuda in Dimyon, most people spend most of their time in Dimyon. That's a good way of saying it. The first Nekuda, which comes out of this Svarna is that when a person finds himself in Dimyonis about A, B, and C, he has to ask himself, Lefi, this Svarna, that's what Al Ashur is saying, which Midah, what's the agenda behind the Dimyonis? Things don't happen by themselves. A moral person has what we'll call casual Dimyon Yisam. But when I'm talking about a person's living in Dimyon, what he calls, that person lives Chayim Bo'el Madimyon, what Al Ishur calls. So when a person who does some sort of self-medika, a person like that is able to find out, not always, what's the agenda behind the Dimyon? Like, why do you have Dimyonis about that? And why do you have Dimyonis about that? And why do you have Dimyonis about that? Which Midas pushing it? Now, this is not a clear science which a person can learn from a textbook. But many times, and most of the times, and certainly a substantial amount of times, a person can find out what's behind. Now, the other one will say that we never did such a thing, and that's not the Messiah we have from our Rebbeim. I'll tell you another secret. You don't have a Messiah from your Rebbeim to spend most of your day in Dimyon land either, because I don't think our Rebbeim did. So you're right, you don't have a Messiah on it because they can't even imagine the amount of Dimyon that we wallow in and we live in and we drown in. And they don't have, so of course there's no Messiah. They were Anche Das and they used their heads and they thought. But since we do live in a world of Dimyon, you have to know, sometimes the Dimyons can be fed by Taiva, sometimes by Gaiva, sometimes by Kas, sometimes by Atzel, the person who was an Atzel can have all types of pictures of catastrophe and disaster happening if he gets out of bed. And he has it crystal clear. He feels it, Mamish. Mamish is dangerous. It's also cold outside and it's raining and he can get wet. And he feels the water of Yerushalayim dripping on him, Kipshutoi. And he's also freezing. He's lying in bed. The heat's on 97 degrees and he's freezing to death. The roommate asks him, why are you shivering? He says, it's cold. It's cold in the world that you're in, not inside the room you're in. And the guy's not getting out of bed. And he has, by the way, it's crystal clear. It's lined up, all the pictures and everything that's going to be. So a bachur who's like that has to ask himself, which meat is pushing the button? And then you can work on it. These are all things what's called das atzmeinu, getting in touch. And by the way, a person can have midas which create the bienis, which create actions based on the bienis. And you can wake you up at age 75, 85 in the nursing home, and you're still doing the same thing. The nurse will ask you, when you're 85 in the nursing home, and they bring you a no salt, no sugar diet, which is ground down, so you can eat it without your teeth. She'll ask you, why are you shivering? It's hot in the room. She says, because it's cold outside. And you're still in the same bienis. People don't push for that. People stay in that place forever and ever, unless you wait at yourself and you examine yourself and you see, why are you doing what you're doing? We're not giraffes. Why do you do what you do? Why are you having a dimion about a certain topic? What's the reason? Is it that you're looking for the taiva and the pleasure that the dimion gives it? Are you looking for that punch that you wanted to give somebody that you wouldn't dare punch the guy because you're a coward, that you wouldn't even step into his daladamas, but in the dimion you're slapping him up and you're putting him down. You're the tough guy in the dira. In reality, you're not only a tough guy, you're not even coming to the dira when the guy's there. So a person lives in two different worlds. So what's pushing your thoughts? What's pushing all these things? V'chayna v'chayna v'rabim hain v'yashal afartam. The second akuda of Dimyon and the challenge of Dimyon is the next piece. Bozeh mahafa ha-dimyon as a nigud ha-kitzayni ala sechol. Dimyon is the extreme opposing force to sechol. Why? The Seichel has a shifa for emes and for reality. Val yodoi, such a tifa line here. Val yodoi, and through the Seichel, using the Seichel correctly, on oimdim al hasagas rokhaniyas, we're able to measure our rokhaniyas dikka hatzlacha, val chiyuvein bo elameinu, and we also have a hakara of what we're supposed to do in the world. I'll stop here for a second. What did he just say? He just over here, now they should raise the bar. Up to now we spoke about the fact that the seichel is being controlled, managed, directed by the midas. So if you can call the bluff and be able to recognize that the dimyon is going for a certain way, then you're able to fight the agenda that the midas want from you. That's a Avodas Hashem. But then he says something much more. He says, b'chal, the damage of a person who's in a mida, a person who's living in dimyon, there's a much greater damage. I want to pay attention to this line. Chiyuvenu bo'elomenu. If we saw Solanta writes, it's over here on page Kuf and Aleph for the one or two of you who have Ali Shores, if you want to look at it. If we saw wrote a letter called Igeras HaMusar, I want to start it today and we'll continue next week. If we saw wrote a letter next week, not next week, and not the week after, 3 weeks, next 2 weeks is no Ali Shore. You'll have to manage by yourselves with your demureness. If we saw Solanta, I want to bring out a very, very powerful point. If we saw Solanta wrote a famous letter called Igeras HaMusar, it's a Marita Gazaf. Igeras HaMusar is brought down over here on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Igeras HaMusar was the, we'll call it the Declaration of Independence, we'll call it Balaz for the Muslim movement, where he declared and he proclaimed and he wrote and he expressed. It's a very, very Tifazach. And he wrote, what's Musar? The Iker main message that Bissol Solanta wrote in this classic letter. He spoke about Dimyon. If you take to Kuf Nun Aleph, we'll see it inside for a second. Rabbeinu HaKohen Bissol Solanta Kaisav Igeras HaMusar, quote, Ha'adam Asur B'Muskaloi. These are the famous poetic, dramatic words of Bissol, where he shtelt avek what Musar is about. And he said as follows, Ha'adam Asur B'Muskaloi, a person is asur, a person is tied down by his seichel. The chavshi b'dimyonai, in his dimyon he's free. Dimyonai ma'lichai shayve v'derech leiv v'tzaynai. Your dimyon will carry you wherever your heart wants it to go. The rest of the letter, Bissol will speak about the next time we learn. What did Bissol say? Bissol said that the dimyon is the opposite of the seichel, because ha'adam Asur b'muskaloi. Muskaloi's seichel, das, ties you down. It doesn't let you budge from the truth. What are you tied down? What do you tell me? What do you mean you're tied down? What are you tied down for? What are you limited? What are you bounded down by? It means you're limited to the truth. Asur. Asur means you're forbidden. What's right? You're forbidden. You're limited. You're tied down. What am I tied down to? I'm tied down to them. It's the seichel. Can't imagine, did you? When you use your seichel, when your seichel hat is on, There's no divin. Seichel means emes, and the reason is, by the way, like we've said countless times, because the seichel comes from the neshama. The seichel is the chelik of the kari mal, like we've said 100 times already. Rashi says in the pasuk, "Nasa adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu zark Rashi love and lasko." The seichel that a person has, like the Ramchal speaks about all his svarim, the seichel comes from the neshama. The neshama is the source of emes. The neshama is the chelik of the kari mal. Emes makenu, emes v'lasoi. The Eibush does emes. The neshama is emes. So the seichel is the voice of emes and reality. The first reality, says the Ali Shor, is what's your job in that world? What's your job in this world? What are you here for? Now, our job in the world is based on a bunch of truths. What are those truths? Those truths are that I'm quoting from the Pad Mesil Shram that everybody gets up to. Vehine, right? What does Chazal say? Chazal said that you came into the world, there's an Elam Hazeh, there's an Elam Haba. And then as a result of that, there's Torah and there's Mitzvahs and there's Avodas Hashem. And as a result of that, there's Nisyanus. I'm still in the part, Mesil Hashem, everyone gets to, it's still true to the end of Berak Aleph. It's all process. These are the basic truths that we get up in the morning for, that we live for, and in certain circumstances, we die for. The ability to ignore it and to sugarcoat it and to whitewash it and to distort it is dimion. If we wouldn't have the ability to, it means there's part of us that has the ability to distort reality. So the same way, if you're lying in your dira and you're dimyoning what? Anything and everything all the time around the world in 10 seconds. Here, there, and everywhere. 200 years before and 200 years in the future. And you're everywhere, all up dimion. In the world of Dimian, I can distort any reality. The Ikka reality that I can distort is Chiyuvenu Ba'alameinu. When our seichel is not intact and our seichel is not being used, it's like a muscle, by the way. If you don't use your muscles, you get Charlie Oz. And you, not Charlie, Charlie Oz, when you use the muscle, when you haven't used it. And I know that, yeah? I once had that 50 years ago. If a person doesn't use a muscle, I'll use a fancier word, it gets atrophied, which none of you know what it means anymore. I know you know what it means, but no, we know that. You're intelligent, yeah? If the only guy finished 8th grade in the entire room here. You stop using muscles, they get rusty. They get damaged. Watch what I'm going to say now. So a person who lives in Dimian, besides the waste of time, and besides the fact that you're being controlled by your midas that are creating your agenda, you have somebody else running the agenda of your life and creating the needs through the midas. What the ikur zach is that the tool, the ikur tool, and the main tool, and the only tool with which we have, I use the lashon of oim demal hasagas rochnius, to be able to establish of how much shaychus do we have to rochnius, A, and B, chiyuvenu b'olameinu, the fundamental truth of what are you doing here in this world. The ability to distort from that truth and to go away from it and to live in a reality where it's, nope, it's a nice, Mishil Shom is a nice thing. He says Mefurash. He says, that truth, that fundamental truth, how do we move from that? How do we live lives like that? That's Dimmy, isn't that? It's okay. Okay, that's all Dimmy, that's all not reality. Now, the more we wallow in Dimmy, the weaker the muscle called Seichel gets. You don't use something, it gets rusty. So watch what happens. Your Seichel, which is the Emes, which is the voice of Hashem inside of you, which is the tool which is A, to keep you on track for Avodas Hashem, what you're here for. That piece of Emes. Keep you a track about yourself. Are you living in MS? Two pieces of MS here. One piece of MS is that, do you know what the MS is? And B is, are you living that life of MS? Those are the two things he says. Hasagas Rochnius, where are you holding? And B, what are you supposed to do? All those things require focus. They require MS. Dimian doesn't allow you to focus on the Dimian, but more than that, you get used to distorting reality. The classic example of distorting reality, Rabbi Shaw brings down in the letter over here on page Kuf Nun Aleph. He also brings down that the most classic case of distortion is Yiras HaEinosh. He says, what does the Dimyan do? The Dimyan says, Valyechas me'osin avadei eis yivkir Hashem akom v'falov. You're not afraid of the din, blasel baboy. Why not? U'mishbatum kashar yivazi. You're going to be punished very severely. I always wonder whether I'm allowed to learn this to be soul inside, because they say that in the new door, you're not allowed to speak about Gehenna and more punishments, because who knows what could happen, the Elam could go off the Derech. So today, this is the first time you're going to hear that there's such a thing called Gehenna. And we saw right, so Bishvatim Koshim Yuvaser, you're going to be punished with very severe Einshim. So I always take a risk over here in Ali Shura to say that you're going to read this letter soul, because I figure that if Elam wants to go off the Derech, you miss the exit already, Rabbi Zayi. If you're ready at your age, Ali Shura, Thursday night, during the biggest storm ever in the history of the Bria, so then you're okay. So I'm going to say what he says. You're not afraid of the future. A, the Eibush is going to punish you. It's going to be very schwer. It's not going to be somebody else. It's going to be you. There are five lies that a person says to himself. One is, there's no it's all a joke. What happens is after you die, so there's like a time or something like that, and afterwards you go straight to Gan Eden. This whole thing's a scare tactic. That's one thing. The second thing a person says to himself is, Ubishvatim Koshim Yivaser. Is Nishkefarloch. They tell you to ride over, I will be a good boy 500 times, and you should go off to Gan Eden. Says Yisrael, it's not like that. Shvatim Koshim, it's going to hurt. Third of all, Bal Yilochet Zor Bigloloi. It's not going to be a stranger. A person says, my goof is fine, goof goes to Harmanuchos, or whoever the family sends you. And then the Neshama say this, the guy is going to get being an Elamaba by the Gehenim, it's not me, it's Zor, it's somebody else. He says, no, who Levada, it's you. Echod who Isa Verenesh. We have this picture that the guy does that there and the guy gets punished, not the same person. Because that's like, I know that's Rochnius and I'm Gashmius, I did the Chet, and the Neshama's going to get punished, let him go break his head. So we say, no, it's you. Echod who. But and the third thing is, Val Yemer Adam Zeh, the guy says, Echod Ivasen, I'll be able to manage again. I'm managing Yerushalayim with the deers. And all the cold weather, the hot weather. I say, I'll survive. Five lies. There's no loss of love. It's not so bad. Somebody else is going to get it. And fourth. And anyway, if all that's true, I'll be okay. Says if you saw the ability to say these four lies. Now, watch. Every person sitting here, if you'll ask me theoretically, do you believe in loss of love? Yeah. Do you believe there's ancient? Yeah. Why don't we have Yerusha Mayim, by the way? Have an interesting question. These four things, we don't believe it. You don't believe there's a din loss of love, but Adam has is a free-for-all. It's a party. They should board you in. It's a freebie. No. You don't believe there's going to be punishment. I don't know. The Teichecha is very bitter, and all of what was in the sky. I remember my Rebbe in fifth grade who survived Buchenwald and Bergen-Belsen. He learned us a different shot in the Teichecha. He showed her every pasuk in the Teichecha because there was this guy, one after the other. He told her a story for every pasuk. I was this guy. So, and that's in this world. The Rebbe Yehuda writes in the next world, it's a billion times worse, because this world, you don't really feel the pain because your neshama is covered with the guf. It's just Auschwitz. In the next world, are you getting depressed? One second. It's Erechanik. We'll end off on a positive note. Hold on, okay? Stick with me, okay? It's the first time you're hearing this, so you have to hear it once. Quietly ended there with Hanukkah Vesem, maybe there's a reason. But we're not finished yet. Does a person believe it? Yeah. Does a person believe? You believe everything, right? So I have a question. Why is it that when I was growing up, close to 60 years ago, from the time I started to come to shul, and everybody cried in Hosanna Tokev. Everybody cried with Shana Kippur Shul. Everybody cried. Who's everybody? Even the ones who came by car. Even the gentleman who paid $100 for Psicha Ne'ila and paid on the spot. Okay? I'm talking a story 55 years ago. I saw myself in Barbach. I don't want to say his name. He should rest in peace, wherever he is. He paid on the spot. I remember he pulled out $100 on the spot. I'll never forget it. He also cried. Yom Kippur. You didn't cry in Yom Kippur. Who else cried? The ladies who only came in Yisker who parked their cars two blocks away. Could they still remember their parents that would be angry at them that they drive Mamet Park in front of the shul? We didn't know, still even the bar park, who were still the old timers who didn't keep anything, but they cried. Because everybody said, you cried, right? Yeah, I didn't, no? Why don't people cry now anymore? Somebody told me that 2 years ago, on Yom Kippur, their neighbor, a Hasidist lady who was a Belz, the Chassid of the family, She came home at 10 o'clock after Yom Kippur. And guess what happened? Yom Kippur, usually everybody finishes on time. She said that it was supposed to start in the Ilah. They didn't stop. Went by an hour and a half. They didn't stop. After an hour and a half of a delay for Nila on the fast of Yom Kippur, the Rebbe's Gabe, the bells of Rebbe's Gabe, Gabe came up to the Ezra's Moshim and said that the Rebbe is not starting the Nila until the ladies start to cry. He's not starting. Oh yeah, they cried. And they started Nila and they wished to hear the tefillahs. Why did Elam stop crying, by the way? What happened? I'll tell you why. Because Elam was living in a world of Dimyon. Ma'adach Rabbi Yisrael Salanta wrote this 150 years ago, where he wrote, quote, Oyla Dimyon, woe is to fantasy, Oyev Hara Al-Azeh, this bitter enemy. Uma Nasa, listen to this poetic line of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Hadimyon Nachal Shetef, the Dimyon is rushing rapids, Va'asechel Yitva, the Sechel drowns. The Sechel is drowned. Now, if the Sechel drowned, back by Rabbi Yisrael, in the Nachal Shetef, the rushing waters of Dimyon back in Salant, we'll call it, but he wasn't in Salant, it was Königsberg, in 18, whatever it was. So what happened to the Seichel in our world today? It drowned. It's dead already, 100 years, in a world of advertising and billboards and Dimyonis and technology. I always say to people ask me, is the problem with technology inappropriate material? Yes. Kedusha Avada. A person wants to have a relationship with the Eberstah, how can he be sunk up into inappropriate Zachin Richtig Avada? But the eco damage of the technology wave is that it was the destruction of the human race. And the tool with which we use the Mer Nevuchim, the Rabbah writes in Mer Nevuchim, that the tool with which we use to connect to the Eberstah, he calls it the glue. The glue with which a person connects to the Eibishter, Zokta Rambam and Mer Nevuchim, is Das, Sechel. That's how we connect to the Eibishter. And we live in a door where the outside world, outside this building, is a destruction of Das. Das is how we hold on to the emes of what we're here for. Das is how we hold on to the emes of Los Lovoy. Das is what creates Yer Shemayim. Das is how we don ourselves up to see where we're holding. And when a person is busy with Dimyon, he's destroying not a chosh of a tool, he's destroying the etzem tool with which he connects to Hashem. He's destroying the etzem tool. Now, Baruch Hashem, this building and many other buildings like this, they're castles of das. If you want to be magdir, what are we doing over here? We're doing over here is that we're being isikin emes. Nosa monu toiras emes. So the ikir battle between Dimyon is that it's sheker, and a person A, passively stops using his koyach haseichel, it gets rusty. So you come to a Ktzais, come to a Rashba, you come to a Rebbe Akiva Eiger, you come to Rebbe Shmuel, you come to Avdei Nezer, you come to a Tosfos, Chiddush Aran, Rashita Mekubetz says, Anachlas David, I haven't had one lately, it's coming up in Tosfos of Shibut Karkos, Mitzvah Shem. You can't think. Because your knife is rusty. You ever took a rusty knife and tried to cut something? You can't think. It's like a guy trying to get on the basketball court. He hasn't played it for 50 years. Go look at the guy. He does it. Try to figure out the koyach with which, and you want to dive and you want to focus. You want to shtel zafor that there's an ebrister there. Your mind's full of fantasy. So you trained yourself to lie to yourself. You've trained yourself to live in a world of sheker. And that's the battle that we have. This is the battle, and that's what we're wasting all day with. We're wasting an emes. We're wasting a reality. The Metzias of the Bria is Torah. The emes of the Bria is Torah. The emes of the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these things are, this is where it's at. This is what's called being a mensch, living lives of reality, living lives of emes. And first day, that was the battle with Yovan. Why is that the battle with Yovan? Because everything is the battle with Yovan. Yovan says that there is no pinimius in the Bria. There is no neshama in the Bria. There's no spirituality, there's no ruchanias or anything. The ikrit damage of that is that if you don't have a neshama, you don't have sechel. So you don't have a standard, you don't have a sense of emes, you don't have values. So what are the values? The values are what you see in front of you in the world of Teva. You can have biology and chemistry and physics, but there are no values. There's no emes pinimis, which guides a person's life, which guides mankind. Because I opened up the window, I didn't see Torah, I didn't see the emes, there's a pinimis in the Bria. That's Yavon is the Chitzei Zabir. There's no internal emes. There's no internal emes to emes. So you're subject to a world of cause and effect of whatever there is. That emes nederes, and emes truth. And that's really the premius of all the Muhammads. And that's the metzias of Torah. Torah attaches us and forces us. In other words, you can't learn a Birkei Shmuel if you're fantasizing about your summership. It just doesn't go. That's right. I'm not going to go tell Eliel if you ever tried it. You tried it. It's gainished. Torah forces you to be emes. And if you live a life of emes in a taisvis, then you'll live a life of emes of to know your chiyuv ba'olam. It's all the same emes, by the way. It's the same emes. If you're emes in a taisvis and you keep your knife of atachoyni la'odam das, I'll end off with one thing. Why do we say havdala and atachoyni? Middle of Atachayni, say Abdallah Atachayatanu, says the Yerushalmi, Das Lekha Havdallah Minayin. If you don't have Das, how can you separate A from B? Shteta that the Iker Tafkid of Das is to be able to differentiate for right and wrong. Or Lachayshach Yisrael Amim, Kedusha Terkhal. That's what your Das is to be able to take that knife and cut it. The same Das which cuts the Chefza from the Gavra, which cuts the Taisus from the Rosh. That das allows you to differentiate from right and wrong. That's the pnimius dika sense of emes. Stating this tefillah that the ikr tachlis of das is to use it to search out for the emes, to cut away the fat, to cut away the sheker, to cut away the fantasy. And that's what Rabbi Sol Zalanta says, that's what Musar is for. You learn Musar a few minutes a day, so it connects you back to reality. And that the seichel shouldn't drown in the nachal sheitef, in the running rapids of Dimyon.